Big Red Bench.
Thanks, Mitty. Any outstanding stuff. We were delighted with the, especially with the second half performance.
Talk to us about the game. As you mentioned, the second half performance is excellent. The first half, maybe not up to scratch. What did you say to the team at halftime?
I think very little, really. We have our own routine at halftime. We stuck to it. You know, I think really the message we wanted to get across them at halftime was that we had a game plan. We didn't stick to it in the first half. You know, you got to trust the game plan, you know. And if we did that, you know, we had a chance then, you know. So that really was the message we were getting across.
Were you concerned, Paddy, though?
Of course, you're going to be concerned. You're down as a 5-5 and playing second fiddle all over the pitch, really. So, of course, you're concerned. But look, there was no point in panicking at that stage. You know, just a case of getting our points across and, you know, getting out and doing it.
And self-belief is something that this team is certainly doesn't lack.
No, look, I suppose we've had our own struggles probably throughout the year. And, you know, every game we really have built momentum, and I think every game really in the last probably four games or second half we've played very, very well, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. We were very impressed, and we spoke with Linda Mellerick earlier on for her analysis too. Collectively, all very impressed with how composed your players were. The level of the standard of hurling in the second half, playing with each other, was really, really high quality stuff.
Well, it was really, but look, you know, we've done a lot of work over the last 12 months, and you know, we've worked on certain things, and you know, we've spoke to the girls about trusting the person next to you and all that. So, you know, I can't speak highly enough of them. They've been absolutely outstanding this year, you know, and they deserve this big time, you know.
Was there any one turning point in the second half, Paddy, do you think?
Well, I suppose Ginny's goal was a key moment really in the game, you know. So that really put us a point up at that stage, and you know, we didn't really look like losing it from there out, you know.
No, but it was like Kilkenny were still pushing you right up until the very end. You were unlucky for another couple of goals until Angela put the icing on the cake with her goal.
Yeah, look, up 3 points, I suppose, what happened above Thurles 2 games ago, you'd be worried. But I thought our backs really played very well in the second half. They went back to what they were doing over the last couple of games and closed up shop there, really.
And probably a big crowd from Cork as well to help you over the line.
I think it was brilliant. You know, I certainly said the biggest crowd that has been in the All-Ireland final in a long time. So, but I do that all week, you know, around the city there. There was seemed to be a great buzz around the place, you know. But I think, look, it's what these girls deserve. You know, our training is no different to what the Corkin hurlers do. So, you know, they deserve it every bit as much.
And hopefully a big turnout as well tomorrow at the homecoming down in the South Mall.
I think it would be lovely if that was the case, yeah.
The Big Red Bench, Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m.
with Chill Insurance, proud sponsors of Cork GAA for all your home insurance needs.